This week's episode of The Unfrustrated Entrepreneur is sponsored by Kabbage. Receive a $100 gift card when you qualify for up to $250,000 of small business funding. Visit kabbage.com/UE for more information. That's Kabbage with a K. We're also sponsored by Jonar. ERP doesn't have to suck thanks to Paragon ERP. For around $250 a month, you can get an ERP with more functionality and flexibility than any other on the market. Find out more at jonar.com/unfrustrated. I'm Richard Keller, and this is The Unfrustrated Entrepreneur. So, what do you do when you hit bottom? You lose your determination, your confidence. Your once fearless attitude is replaced by constant fear and anxiety. How do you unfrustrate yourself from that and rebuild your life and your business to be a success? That's what I'm going to try and hash out today on The Unfrustrated Entrepreneur as we interview me. You can call it group therapy, exposition, or stream of consciousness. In the end, it's really something that many entrepreneurs go through. So stay tuned. Ready? Let's go. So here is my story. I lost it last year. There was something that I call these days old me. Old me was arrogant and selfish and just worried about himself and not the people around him and not his family. And that led to a tumble. I thought I was going to live my life as a digital nomad and be able to build my life as a podcaster and a blogger and so many other things and make my income that way. Turns out, I wasn't doing that. I was running away. I was running away from my friends. I was running away from my family. I was running away from all of the responsibility that I should have had. And I also ran away from the business. I think about what I did during that time. I didn't really pull in any people for sales. I didn't send emails. I didn't make calls. I didn't talk to people about it. I gave them all different prices. I was just crazy. I was trying everything and anything to make a sale. And as I began to travel and my funds started to dwindle, I started to doubt myself. I began to panic. I didn't spend money that I needed to spend on my business or myself. I began to live a life of scarcity and lack instead of thinking toward abundance and positive thinking. Sorry, that's a duplicate of thinking. I didn't think positive anymore. I thought of a future that was pretty bleak. I ran out of money, that I would run out of money, that I wouldn't have any prospects. And so I hit bottom around November of 2017. I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have a vehicle. I was renting a car because I had given mine away along with all of my possessions, which is something probably was a good thing to give away my possessions, even though I miss a good deal of them, because that was an older version of me who hoarded those items. I didn't have a job. I didn't have any prospects for any sales. They would come in very briefly and then they would disappear. I didn't know how to handle money. I was a mess. Some of you may have heard me back then because I did a 9-week podcast called Maturity. I thought it was really, you know, a cathartic type of thing. Turns out, toward the very end, it was more whining and pleading for help than anything. And I did have a GoFundMe account to help pay for expenses for my family. And I was able to make it through. And I thought things were going to go well. And then I hit another bottom in December, beginning of January. I like to say that it was a situation where I had hit bottom, but I didn't realize that there was a sub-basement that I needed to hit. And I hit it pretty hard. I had been taking medicine for depression since 2013, but it wasn't helping me anymore. I was so far down the rabbit hole that I had the hardest time to get out. I didn't know what my prospects were. I was truly afraid that I would be homeless, that I would be out on the street without any food, without any transportation, not knowing where my next bed would be, my next meal would be. Well, a couple of things happened after that. Someone who I truly care about gave me a talking to, told me to get my butt in gear and start looking for jobs. And so I did. I applied wherever I could. I got some prospects. Then one day, I got a job offer to work a night shift at a supermarket in Stocking. And I thought that was going to be great. 2 hours later, I got a call from another job that said the person they were going to hire did not show up, so I now had the position at an IT service desk paying a certain amount of dollars an hour, pretty good money. Well, that was a miracle. That was truly a miracle. And I am currently at that job right now. We'll talk about that later, and I am so blessed that I have that because it really saved me. But I was still down in the dumps. In the interim between my business and this full-time job, I began to work freelance. But it didn't seem like I would be able to make a living that way. At least that's what I thought, because of my mentality. My mentality was lack and scarcity, that I wouldn't make enough to pay bills. And so it was a self-fulfilling prophecy that went around in circles in my head over and over and over again. Even when I started the job and started to make money, this prophecy, this feeling kept spinning around and around and around and around. It wouldn't stop in my head. Fear and anxiety, it just pounded at me. It made my heart beat fast. It made me nauseous. It made my stomach ache. And I tried to fight it. I cried. I cried a lot. I hid. I was just very just sullen and depressed. And I didn't know where to go. I didn't know where to turn in my business. I didn't know how to unfrustrate myself to begin moving forward, to start making those leaps that I needed to get sales, to reorganize my life so that I could have an abundant business. Well, what happened? You can hear it in a minute, but first we're going to talk about one of our sponsors for today, and that would be Jonar. So, I say so a lot, don't I? Here's a question for you. What is ERP? It is a system that is the backbone to most of the businesses in the world. ERP helps owners manage incoming orders from their customers and ensures they can deliver the goods on time. It does everything from sales orders and inventory to manufacturing, shipping, and accounting. But there's a challenge to ERP. If you use any type of software in this general setting to manage your orders, keep track of your inventory, etc., you probably know how much it can suck, because ERP systems are awful to use. They're painful to implement, and they never do what you think they will. And in addition to that, they're hugely expensive. Now, that is not a great selling point, I'm sure, for ERP, but there is a solution, and that is thanks to Jonar. Jonar created Paragon ERP. It's a system that doesn't suck. Just because ERP software is powerful, it doesn't mean it has to be complicated. Paragon ERP is a cloud-based ERP system with more functionality and flexibility than any other on the market. It gives you everything you need to manage your small business. And here's the bonus. It costs a fraction of the price. It starts at $250 per month, which means you can get an ERP system that doesn't suck, or as we like to say from the 80s, blow chunks. Getting started with Paragon ERP takes no more than 5 minutes, and it is easy to set up or change. Paragon ERP is incredibly flexible and can grow to service any business of any size and type. It adapts to the unique needs of your business and is really simple to use thanks to the Paragon Rules Wizard. So unfrustrate yourself with an ERP that doesn't suck. See how your business can benefit from Paragon ERP at jonar.com/unfrustrated. Again, that's jonar.com/frustrated. Before I continue my story, there are two things I want to talk about, which are in relation to what I have decided to do, or where, how I moved forward. We want you to be part of the Unfrustrated Entrepreneur. If you're interested in being a guest and educating other business people on how to unfrustrate themselves, visit www.woodenpantspub.com. Click on the link at the top of the page under the Wooden Pants Network for Unfrustrated Entrepreneur. There's a form there that you can fill out. And if you're interested in turning your ideas into audio inspiration, consider taking steps to be a client for our Bridge to Podcasting program. Learn how to find your avatar, build your brand, and create a professional sounding podcast for under $100. More at www.woodenpantspub.com. Click on the Bridges link at the top of the page and select Bridge to Podcasting. By the way, if you're interested in interviewing as a coaching program, we also have a wonderful Bridge to Interviewing program that will allow you to gain confidence and build your brand to land that perfect job, client, or ace that media interview. You can also find that at woodenpantspub.com. So what happened? How did I unfrustrate myself? It's been a long 6 month process, and it is still going on to this day. The first thing I had to realize, and it took me a very long time to figure this out, is that there are two people. There's the old me, and then there's the new me, or the real me, or who the spiritual me, or whatever you want to call it, the person who I'm supposed to be. I want to be that person badly. It's a person who's grateful, who cares about his family, who is doing whatever he can to support his family and to pay his bills, and to be, you know, at peace whenever he can, that everything will be fine, that he shouldn't have to worry. But then there's the old me. This is the ego. This is the person who I once was. I think of it in comparison to Harry Potter. If you've read Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, you would know about the piece of the soul that remained with Harry after all of the other pieces of Voldemort's soul were killed. That feels like what my old me is. It's the whimpering, childish, fearful, anxious, impatient part of me that wants things done fast, that wants instant gratification, that wants things to be easy. I know they're not easy. And so it has tried to assert me on so many occasions, so many times, by injecting fear into me, saying that I'm not going to make enough money, and that my prospects for getting clients is not there, and that I will be stuck in this position where I am, which is, you know, I'm not going to say where it is, but I'm good right now. I'm good right now where I am. I can help pay for the bills. I have a place to live. I have food to eat. I have transportation. I have a job. I have a roof over my head. I have hot water to shower. I have water itself to keep clean. I have clean clothes. I have a job that pays well. I'm truly blessed. But this old me doesn't think so. And it keeps its claws in me every so often and brings up false stories. So here's one way I've been trying to unfrustrate myself. I have to believe in myself. That is the main thing. I haven't believed in myself for a long time. But I know that I am worthy. I am incredibly gifted. I've been blessed with a gift of writing and broadcasting and so many other things that I know I'm in good hands in the universe. That there will be business that comes to me. That it may not look totally, absolutely amazing right now, but for today, I'm good. And I have to work on tomorrow to be good, and the next day, and the next day. And what I also have to do is work on the now. Be present at this moment. I noticed today I was having a meeting with a client, and they were talking to me about something, and I just was not in the moment. I would move into some kind of panic, anxious mode that I wasn't doing enough tonight as I record this to make more money, to have the money available for the bills I need to pay. And I was just in the zone, and I can feel that right now, that I am in I that zone that comes in. This is why I'm talking to you, to be in this present moment. Being in the present moment is so important when you're in business. It truly is. While you're talking to a client, while you're doing stuff to prepare for the business, you can't be somewhere else. You can't be thinking, oh, this will never work. No one's going to respond to me. No one's going to put anything together. You have to be positive. You have to keep going and saying, you know what? I am worthy. And if it doesn't happen today, it may happen tomorrow, or it may happen the next day. In the meantime, you keep working. You take a big step forward. So recognizing who I am now and what I am previously is one way I'm trying to unfrustrate myself. Another way is to point to the fact that what my old me is telling is a false story. I do not know what the future is going to bring. It wants to predict, it wants to control the future, but I don't know what tomorrow will challenge me with. You know, I could sit there and be able to do 6, 7, 8 hours of freelance work tomorrow. Something may come up and I may be able to do 0 hours of freelance work. And I have to start realizing that one of the ways to unfrustrate myself is I can't control the universe. I can't control the future. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow when I wake up, let alone the day, let alone tonight. I don't know what will happen. But because I'm so uncertain about the future and so worried, or at least that part of me is, it wants to control it, but I can't. So I have to start letting go of the future and believe that something will come around. That's the second thing. The third thing is I have to understand that the person who has all these fears, while it's an old me, it's also me, and I can control it. Do I have my moments where it just eats me up? Yes. However, I will say that as of late, the moments come and go. I will have a nice rush at about 5 o'clock in the morning where my heart will be beating fast. And then sometime in the middle of the day. And then if I have to go to and do something where it wasn't expected, or I have to spend money, which wasn't expected, it'll come up then as well. But I know in these situations that this is just false fear, false anxiety. Because I know at this moment, the money is there to do what I need to do. So, believing in myself and recognizing when those feelings start coming around is actually very important in unfrustrating myself. The fourth thing is to breathe and meditate and do mantras and be immensely grateful for everything that I have. It seems like a lot, but it isn't. When I meditate, when I thank the universe and God for everything that they provide right now, I feel much better. I feel that I have some control on what I need to do. When I don't do that, that's when it feels overwhelming, that I'm out of control there of doing anything to make a better business and a life for myself. It makes me overwhelmed. Again, I had that just before I was talking to you. It was something that totally threw me for a loop, and I can't let that happen. The other thing I'm doing is taking leaps. So I've talked about the Bridge to Podcasting and the Bridge to Interviewing coaching programs. We also still have the Bridge to Publication program. And I have to promote myself. I can't just let it go. So I took a big leap of faith and started sending out sales emails, which is something I hadn't done before. I thought, oh, well, the universe will allow me to bring everything in. But that's not true. I still have to work for it. Is everybody going to respond immediately and say, you know, they want to buy the package? Well, I'd love them to, but I can't predict what's going to go on. And so I try a little bit every time, every day, to make sure I promote myself and my material. Combined, I'm moving forward. I think that is one of the main points you need to have if you want to unfrustrate yourself in business and succeed. Jay Billups said it last week. You have to be aggressive but patient. One of the worst things that I've dealt with was impatience. If I wanted something, I wanted it done then. I didn't want it done down the line. And it has affected me greatly, family and friend-wise, and in so many other ways. And I have to learn that patience. Right now, I'm waiting for a couple of things. And the old me loves to go and say, is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen today? Is it going to happen today? And when it doesn't happen, it goes into a spiral. But I know I have to stick it out. I know I have to fight through it. Because if I quit now, I'm going to lose that big break that comes around. So I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to practice patience through prayer, through mantras, through meditation, and through this, talking about it for 25 minutes or so to feel a bit better about where I am. So it's one step at a time on this life to becoming an unfrustrated entrepreneur. And I would love if you out there would respond to this podcast and leave your comments anywhere on Facebook, Twitter, or in Blog Talk Radio, any place. Let us know how you feel, if this is the same way you have encountered things in your life as you've gone along in your business, and what you have done to abate those fears and set yourself up so that you don't worry, that the universe is going to provide. Any feedback would be appreciated. Now, before we go for the end of today, it's time to talk about our other sponsor, which would happen to be our friends at Cabbage. We are all looking for ways to simplify our lives because we can get totally overwhelmed and anxious, as I've said over the last 20 minutes. For small businesses, there's the Cabbage card to help you simplify your life and cover your expenses all in one place. The Cabbage card is linked to a line of credit of up to $250,000, and it gives you the flexibility to make purchases with cash or check or at places where credit cards are accepted. You apply online to get a quick decision. Then you can access the amount you need from anything from supplies to bills and even travel expenses. Cabbage has funded more than $4 billion to 130,000 businesses. They are an A-plus rated organization by the Better Business Bureau. To get the security of a line of credit with the convenience of a card, visit cabbage.com/UE and you'll get a $100 gift card when you qualify. That's cabbage with a K. .com/UE. Credit lines and pricing are subject to periodic review and change. This is not a revolving account. Individual requests for capital are separate installment loans. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, Utah Chartered Industrial Bank, member FDIC. One more thing to talk about before we close out today's program, or this week's program, and that is a thank you. Thank you so much for giving me these 20-25 minutes to really let you know what's going on, to kind of get it out of my system in a way, although I'm sure the fears and the anxiety will come back. By talking to you out there, no matter who is listening, makes me feel better. And so I ask you in the audience, if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, please do so. Go online, look for hotlines out there for people with anxiety or depression, and talk about it. Sometimes, while medicine may help, it's really talking about it and getting it out and letting people know how you really feel that can start the process of healing. I personally know that when I talk about this and I'm transparent and I let people know where I am in my life, it makes me feel better because I'm getting it out of my system. It's not being bottled up. Don't bottle these up. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, if you want to be unfrustrated, let it out. Just get it out of your system. But don't complain about it. You need to find the tools that'll help you get past your anxiety, get past your fear, and start rebuilding your business. It may take a while. It may be fast. It may be slow. It may take one step at a time. But if you keep going, you keep fighting, you don't quit, you will see the benefits down the line. That's it for this episode of The Unfrustrated Entrepreneur. I'm Richard Keller, and we'll listen together next week. Until then, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn, iTunes, and Google Play. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the handle Wooden Pants Pub, and visit us at our website, www.woodenpantspub.com.
This is the Wooden Pants Network.